Classes in 15 Wisconsin school systems will be closed for a second straight day today, and it's not because of the snow. Wisconsin teachers and other state employees are continuing their assault on the Capitol building in Madison, trying to stop Governor Scott Walker's plan to require them to pay more for health insurance and pensions and sharply curtail their bargaining rights. The same scenario is also playing out today in Columbus, Ohio, where state workers are rallying against a plan supported by Governor John Kasich to limit public sector collective bargaining. Earlier this week, teachers in Indiana protested a bill to cut back their bargaining rights. Tennessee lawmakers are considering a similar measure. Joining us is Steve Greenhouse. He's the labor and workplace reporter for the New York Times. And Steve, describe what's going on in Madison, Wisconsin. Public employees and their supporters, and some estimate that they're in the tens of thousands, have been holding a vigil for 3 days, packing the hallways of the state capitol. It must be quite a scene.
Yes, it's quite a scene. I've been working with one of the New York Times reporters in Madison, and she said it's chaos, almost bedlam, in the state capitol. On our front page today, we have this picture of the Capitol Rotunda that's just humongously packed with demonstrators. And many union members and their supporters have thronged, you know, the state capitol of Madison because they're extremely angry about two things. One, Governor Walker's trying to, in effect, cut their pay to help balance the state budget. He wants to make people pay considerably more for their pensions and their health coverage, and that would result in a 7% effective cut in take-home pay. And second, what perhaps angers them even more, is the governor is, you know, taking measures that will, in effect, cripple their unions and their bargaining rights. He's saying that under his bill, unions would only be able to bargain over one thing, their basic wages. They can't bargain over hours, they can't bargain over vacation, they can't bargain over health coverage, and even their limited bargaining about wages, they could not get raises of higher than the consumer price index.
Steve, yesterday President Obama weighed in on what's happening in Wisconsin. He called it an assault on labor. Is this a political payback? What's happening?
I received a lot of emails today from union members saying this isn't so much about Governor Walker trying to cut 2% or 4% from workers' pay. They say it's really an effort to kill, to cripple unions. And, you know, he's taking measures that will, you know, the state will no longer take dues out of members' checks and give them to the unions. He's requiring an election every year to determine whether government workers still want to have their unions. He's very much weakening collective bargaining, limiting it just to wages. And many union members feel that this goes far, far, far beyond what is necessary to help the governor balance the budget, that he really wants to go much further and basically, you know, cut unions off at the knees.
Wisconsin Governor Walker says, though, that he doesn't think most Wisconsin residents have a problem with his proposals. He says workers at private companies pay far more for their retirement and health care plans than state workers. And some national polls also suggest that many people back benefit cuts for government workers. Are public employees an easy target these days?
They are an easy target, just like foreign aid is an easy target. When you ask, you know, Americans what should be cut, you know, they don't want to cut, you know, spending for their schools, they don't want to spend, you know, cut spending for local police, they want to cut foreign aid, and they want to cut, you know, the earnings of government employees. You know, there are a lot of studies, Monica, you know, that show that government employees actually, you know, including benefits, earn less than private sector employees. Some studies show that public employees earn more, but it's clearly not, you know, hugely out of line with what private sector employees earn. Yes, the health and pension benefits for, you know, state employees or public employees are generally better, but studies find that their wages are definitely worse than private sector employees, and overall compensation is about the same.
What's your sense of how this is going to play out in Wisconsin? Will Governor Walker be able to convince enough legislators to back his bill? And if he's successful, will other Republican governors follow the lead?
That's playing out today, Monica. Just before midnight last night, a joint legislative committee approved his bill to, you know, push through these pay cuts and to greatly weaken, you know, labor unions. And the question is whether it will be approved by the Senate. You know, these union protesters are really pressuring some moderate Republicans to try to weaken, water down the bill, and it's not clear whether union people will be able to persuade Republicans to do that. But I think it's clear that if this succeeds, you know, if Governor Walker succeeds in pushing this through the legislature in Madison, in Wisconsin, other Republican governors will feel emboldened to do likewise. But, you know, union officials say that they're fighting extremely hard in Wisconsin, and they plan to move the battle to Columbus, Ohio, to Indianapolis, to other states if the battle is joined there.
But despite all this pressure, these thousands of protesters sleeping at the Capitol doesn't seem to have moved the political meter on it.
Well, we live in a very partisan society, and the Republicans, you know, control the governor's mansion and the two houses of the legislature in Wisconsin. And, you know, a lot of Republicans don't want to listen to what union officials and union members have to say. And you know, there's strong partisan feeling on this on both sides in Wisconsin. And I think, you know, some Republicans, seeing how labor unions try to beat them over the head in last year's elections, I think some Republicans feel, you know, happy to weaken unions, and they figure that will help them politically. And also they feel that to the extent you can weaken public employee unions, that will make it easier to balance the budget, because the unions won't be able to push as hard for higher wages and higher health coverage and better pensions.
Steve Greenhouse covers labor and workplace issues for The New York Times. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Monica. Nice to be here.